The opinions expressed on this edition of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Pinspiration, with host Laura White.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Bridget Kay. Very, very excited about our next guests on the show. We have Laura and Billy here from Pinspiration, which is such a cool name. We're going to dive into all of the great things that you guys got going on at your location. And I got to visit it last week, and it is super cool. And we can talk about it, all the great things you guys have going on the show, but you really do have to visit them. But I first want you guys to introduce yourselves and tell us about your business a little bit.
Well, hello. My name is Laura Waters, and my husband and I, Billy, we are the owners of Pinspiration Pensacola. We are in the Tradewind Shopping Center, where TJ Maxx and Joann's are, and we are a do-it-yourself arts and crafts studio where we have projects for all ages, all the men, women, children, grandma, and we provide everything you need to make a project, and we even clean up after you. So we're Pinterest inspired, so we use social media and the trendiest crafts that are out there today to select what projects we have in our studio. And at any given time, we have 40 to 50 different items that you can make and customize exactly what colors and how you want to do it.
Yeah, you know, we just wanted to provide a studio that you could come in and forget about the outside world for a little while and get your creative juices flowing. It's all about positivity and having a good time, you know?
Yeah.
So we were real excited about getting our feet on the ground.
Absolutely. And I love just like coming in and talking about it, because whenever, you know, Steve set up our meeting, he was like, you really just have to come in and you have to meet them and you got to see everything that they got going on, because it's nothing that I can just explain to you right here. Like, you have to come in and actually see it for yourself. And you'll just see when you're walking by Pinspiration, you'll definitely look in that window and be like, okay, that is very interesting, because you have so much art from what you guys have going on the ceiling and everything like that. It is really beautiful.
There is definitely a lot to look at when you come into the store. And that's the main thing that we've had, people just coming in and saying, what is this? Because
exactly.
There's so much to look at everywhere. And our projects vary from everything. And we have them all up on the wall. We have acrylic pours and string art and vision boards. And we have a Jackson Pollock inspired splatter room where you can actually just throw the paint on the canvas, which I don't know what kind of room you can throw paint, but we have one. So. And that has been just really popular so far.
Yeah. And speaking of the splatter room, I remember last week when I met y'all, I was like, okay, I saw some people doing this on my social media that I thought they were putting on hazmat suits for coronavirus, but they were just in the splatter room, like head to toe and having just like the best time with their organization or your team or a party or things like that. So it's a really great way to be creative, relieve some stress, and bond with your friends.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a lot of fun. You do get into it just looked like a hazmat suit. It's head to toe. It's a big white.
It's not a hazmat suit, but it looks like it for sure.
It's like a white coverall suit. You get a hair cap and goggles and booties for your feet and gloves for your hands. But that's because that paint will go everywhere when you get a few people in there throwing it around and splattering their canvases and the walls and everything else.
And each other.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing. I see families come in and mothers and kids and dads and kids and mothers and fathers, and they end up splattering each other just as much as they do the canvas. And it's just about an experience that, you know, that you take home with you. And then, you know, you look back at it one day and you're like, man, that was fun. You know, that was a good time that we had that day. So it's all about the experience sometimes. I mean, the imperfections of your artwork in that store is what makes it perfect. So you don't have to be like this great artist to come in there. So many people get intimidated when they see our staff's creations on the wall, but you just gotta let your guard down and get into the flow and let it roll, man, and you'll have a great time.
I love it, because my sisters are super crafty. They're so good at everything, and I feel like that gene just kind of like skipped me whenever God was creating me. So even when I, you know, come in and I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do, you know, what I see on the wall, all of the different creations, and you were telling me like, hey, I thought the same thing, but I created that. And it's like, yeah, up on the wall.
Yeah, but my wife, Laura, is the one that, this is is her vision, man. She brought this whole store to life, and I couldn't be more proud of her. But I do. I get into certain crafts, and I'm not considered myself a crafty person at all. But man, when I'm in it, I just totally forget about what's going on the outside world, and I try really hard. I really do. But it's not always the best, you know. But but at the same time, it's fun, and you know, I really do enjoy getting into some of them. It's fun.
Oh yeah. It can be very therapeutic.
It is.
To work on a project and accomplish something.
It's amazing. I mean, like, it's new experience for me, so I'm really excited to keep on going with it.
Absolutely. We're talking a little bit about the projects you guys have in the splatter rooms and things like that. And we mentioned that it's great for a party or great for an organization to come in. So what is the process to come into Pinspiration? Do I need to call ahead and say, hey, I'm coming with 10 of my friends? Do we need to reserve a table? Can I just walk in as an individual? Like, what are the rules?
Well, you can do any of those things. However, we do prefer to have a reservation. We'll have all of your items for your project ready for you. We'll have the table saved for you. But you can always walk in, too. It's just sometimes things get backed up, especially the splatter room, because we do have a lot of reservations for that. And that is something where only you and your group will be in there. It's not a community room, because you wouldn't want, you know, some stranger splattering your canvas, you know. So that one you definitely would want to have a reservation, and we do prefer those. But you can just walk right in the store, look at something, and say, "I want to make that," and boom, we'll bring it out for you, and you can create it right there.
Mm-hmm. And it's everything from like the bottle cap art to the string art. Is there anything you really want to highlight? Any projects that you're like, "Wow, this is really special or really popular"?
Well, the acrylic pours are a really new thing, and you can see people, I've seen people doing them at their homes on Facebook, but that is where you actually have a cup full of paint, and you put it on a canvas, and you manipulate the canvas back and forth to just kind of spread it around, and it makes it its own design, and it's an abstract design, but you can add glitter, you can add different colors, you can add silicone to get different cells, and it's just a really neat thing to do, but we have that there, and a lot of the projects that I grew up with in the 70s and 80s, like the string art, that is a very popular project where you hammer in the nails and you make a picture out of winding string around the nails. And so it's kind of neat to see that some of these older crafts that I did as a kid are becoming popular again with this generation.
Oh yeah, the string art is something that's really cool, and I love like nautical kind of things, and you guys have that bottle cap crab whatever on the wall, and
yes,
that's like the first thing that I was like, how do I make something like that?
Yes, that was actually created by Billy. He did that. So for not being very creative or artistic, that is,
I mean, I was very impressed.
It's his contribution to our gallery wall. So he did a really neat job with that.
Yeah, I learned on that project. I didn't know how to shade. You know, I didn't know how to make like the board to look like a little bit of light blue and a little white and a little yellow in there. And one of our staff members, Chris Raish, helped me with that and taught me. So it's like all about a learning process when you're in there as well, you know. So we have great staff, and it was neat. I learned how to do that, and so, you know, you can learn in there as well as make a great creation. It's really fun.
Yeah, and it's great if you're making these creations and giving them. I know Father's Day is coming up, maybe a little gift for your father or a birthday or anything like that. It's a really great idea to come in, make something, and with your siblings or whatever, and pass it along.
Oh yeah, we've had some repeat customers come in and make some dads some really special stuff for Father's Day. I'd love to get into details about it, but I don't want to give anything away, you know, because Father's Day is not coming, but there's some fathers out there that are going to get some really special gifts that we've seen. I'm serious. I mean, there's some really, really cool artwork that's been done for some fathers out there.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, we had I believe he was a 3-year-old boy that made something for his father. And, you know, I mean, you could tell it was done by a 3-year-old boy, but it was very special. It was very special. So, but we have different things for fathers as well. We have a beer cap opener that you can make. We have, well, of course, the beer cap art that Billy did. And we have little photo cubes where you can put your photo on there. We have paintings where you can put your handprint and make a flower out of it. So there's a lot of different things that children can create for their fathers, you know, rather than just the macaroni necklace. I mean, you can do that too, and that's great. But these are functional items that they could really use.
Mm-hmm. And it's really about the memories too. I remember there is some, and I told you guys this story. I mean, it's not really that great of a story, but I remember that I went on vacation. I'm from South Florida. I went on vacation in Destin. when I was like 10 or something like that. And I came in with my whole family and made like these pottery sculptures. Mine looked terrible, but I just remember how much fun I had creating something with my family and the memories that we have and the home videos and things like that. So that was like a really special experience for me and my family growing up. So it's a great thing to do with your family. It's a great thing to do by yourself or with your girlfriends or with your boyfriends or with whoever, because it's just a lot of fun to create something.
It is. And what's unique about Pinspiration is that we don't have a teacher to teach you how to do these things. It's truly a DIY, and you get a tutorial. And of course, there's myself and our creative assistants are called muses, but they're there to help you with tips and tricks and help guide you along the way. But what's neat about that is you can talk to your family, you can converse, you can laugh and joke while you're creating something. So it's a good way to bond with people also and just have a good time.
Yeah, to add to Laura, you know, it's very self-paced, you know. I need more time to do my crafts. You know, I'm an OCD type guy and, you know, I'm all picky and that sort of thing. And, you know, so it's just self-paced and you can sit there and have a good conversation, get to know people. I mean, it was great for our family, you know. I mean, just like a good team building thing for our family when we were creating it. So it was really good.
Yeah, no, it does sound like a lot of fun. And I love that you're not just like, you know, comparing or whatever to other people. You can pick whatever you want to do. It's not like you can all create the same craft, but if someone wants to do a bottle cap thing, they can do that. If someone else wants to do string art, they can do that. If you want to create a wine glass, you can do that. So everybody in your group can pick different projects, correct?
Absolutely. Everybody can do a different project. You all don't have to make the same painting or the same string art. You can do, one person can do string art, one can do an acrylic pour, one can make a beer cup or a bottle opener.
Welcome board.
You know, we have a new little Blue Angel wood cutout where you can decorate it. We have anything you can think of, really.
Well, 850-437-1620. If you have a comment or a question, you can give us a call or a text for Laura or Billy. We do have a first text message question. They said, do you accommodate large parties like bachelorette parties?
Absolutely. We have in our studio, we have what we call the VIP room, and that is a separate room. It can seat approximately 30 people, and you can have your private event in there. We also have birthday parties, bachelorette parties, just girls' night out parties, all different types of things can happen in there, corporate events, but it's separate. And when you reserve the VIP room, you also get your own facilitator or your own assistant in there to help you and gather whatever you need for your project. And then we haven't mentioned, but we do have a beer and wine bar there as well, so they can go and get you drinks or snacks or, you know, anything that you need while you're there with your friends and or your coworkers or having a good time.
Yeah, we have two bachelorette parties coming in this weekend on Sunday, so we're real excited to see them all.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. We have a group of 14 Girl Scouts from...
Oh, yeah. Yes. 14 Girl Scouts on Friday night from Troop 821.
Yes. Coming in. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to 821.
Bring those cookies.
Yes.
Hey, our s'mores kits. We have homemade s'mores kits there, too, you know, that you can do. And we actually have the Samoa cookies as part of the, the making of a s'more.
Yes, we do. You can roast your own s'mores. It's a little... you have a little fire there where you can roast your own s'mores and have them right there in the studio.
Yeah, what a fun activity. I just like, I'm telling y'all, when you go in and you see, like, we're talking about everything that you have, but you really have to go visit their store and see everything that you guys have going on. Because I remember, we were talking about it, and Steve was talking to me a little bit about what you guys were doing, and he was like, well, I just got to come bring you by, because I just can't tell you in 5 minutes, like, everything that they have going on. You have to see it for yourselves. So why don't we remind our listeners where you're located, what your hours are, what your number is?
We are located at 6601 North Davis Highway in Suite 5. That is the Tradewind Shopping Center, where TJ Maxx and Joann's Arts and Crafts are also located. Our phone number is 857-8418. And then you can always make reservations or check out all of our offerings at pinspiration.com/Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. And you can see all of the great creations and everything that they have going on there. You mentioned the welcome signs a little bit. And let's talk a little bit about that, because I know that's something unique and very cool.
Yeah, I think the welcome signs has been a pretty hot item. It's a year-round creation that you get to enjoy out on your porch. About a 4-foot board. Yeah. And you have, you can stain it or paint it, whatever color. We just had a couple come in this past week who's closing on their house, I think yesterday. So they had a brand new house, and they made a welcome board for it. And the thing about it is it comes with, like, one wooden item, like a Florida sign, or you can get a pineapple, or but we have a variety of them to pick from, and they're Velcroed on. So if you have a kid that plays football, you know, you can change it out at football season, put the football on there. Or Thanksgiving, you can put a leaf, or, you know, Halloween, you can put a pumpkin, Christmas, a Christmas tree. So it's a, you know, you can always change the look of the welcome sign depending on the season, or, you know, to accommodate your family, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's really
cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And I know my aunt lives in South Florida, but like everything you're talking about is like right up her alley. I feel like she would like live in Pinspiration because there are all like so many different things you can do. And I think that's what makes it really unique when we talk about doing different projects and different things that you would never have had the chance to create on your own or ever. You can do it at Pinspiration.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at Pinspiration, I've even done some projects for the first time right there, things that I hadn't thought of, or I didn't have the tools or the items necessary to create something like that. So I hadn't done an acrylic pour until I went into Pinspiration, you know, for the first time. And when I first walked into the store, it was the first one was in Phoenix, Arizona. And And it was created by a woman named Brooke Rowe, who I just think she's a genius because she has she just thought of everything. Yeah. And so I've really tried to model our location after hers. But I went in and just did things that I had never done. I'd wanted to do, but you know, when you go to the craft store, and I love to roam for hours in a craft store, but it gets expensive when you have to buy all the tools and you have to buy all the paint and you're only using a tiny bit of it. So we have everything that you need there, you know, in our studio so that you can create those items and not have that big expense of buying all your supplies for the first time.
Yeah, and it can really add up. And then after you do your project, you put them away in a basket, then forget that you even have them, and then when you want to do it again, you go back to the craft store, and then you're like, then you're like a hoarder with all your craft items.
Yes, I think so many women have their craft room that is just exploding with items, you know, and projects that maybe are half finished or you didn't know exactly how to do that. So that's a great part too, is we have, you know, the muses in our store that can really help you, you know, if you have a question, well, how should I do this, or how do I do this, you know, this part. So that's a, you know, the help that you can get there, and having all the items there, you know, available for you to use is a great bonus.
Mm-hmm. What was your like inspiration to open this store? Was it this lady in, where was it, Arizona? And then you wanted to bring it here to Pensacola. Has this always been a dream for you to open?
Well, you know, if I could have thought of this, I would have.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I saw it, and you know, I just saw it on the internet. And I started searching, you know, I was like, well, is there one here? And so I was looking around, I thought, well, maybe in Mobile, maybe in one of the bigger cities around, maybe I can travel and go to this. And there wasn't any. And there was just a little box at the bottom that said, would you like to own a Pinspiration? I'm like, heck yeah, I want to own a Pinspiration. So I clicked it, and I, you know, they had called me the next day, which is just amazing because they've had 10,000 applications for people who are interested in owning them across the country. And I don't know how I got picked, but I'm just glad I did, because they called and I was like, yes, I want to be part of this, because I could see myself there. I saw, this is a place that I want to go to. I want to take my friends there. I want to take my daughter there, or my mom, and create something. And so that was really, I just stumbled onto it on the internet and just thought, this place is perfection.
Yeah. That's so cool. It's really awesome. I kind of want to backtrack a little bit to whenever I pick out my project and I'm going to create the bottle cap crab just because I love it.
So if I
pick that out, then I sit down at one of the tables. What next? Do I get instructions, or do I ask the muse, or how does the whole process work so I can create it and it can look good?
Did you want to?
No, sorry.
Oh, you come in and you just tell us, I want to create this project. And what we do is we gather everything that you need for that project, and we put it together, and we give you almost like a kit for you to create it. And we give you a little instruction sheet. However, we'll also tell you, you know, verbally, of course, you know, what you do, and you do this first, and be a good idea to sand the board, or you know, space your nails, like if you were doing string art, space your nails, you know, maybe one finger width apart. And we give you some tips, and we come back and check on you as well as you're creating the project, to, you know, just to help and say, well, maybe you might want to think about doing this too.
Yeah.
So but and then after, you know, and then you're when your project is completed, we clean it all up for you. So you don't have to do any of that. So you basically just come in, tell us what you want. We give you everything, some tips and tricks, and we clean up for you. So it's as far as crafting goes, it can't be much easier than that.
I love it. And it's a no judgment zone. So that's also what I love.
One way you can look at it is like, we kind of look at it like a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, you can either make a reservation online or you can walk in. You can look at our menu online and the prices online, or you can come in and be told it. And then, you know, we have a lot of staff there that we, you know, kind of like your waitress, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll help you, they'll give you suggestions, they'll guide you through it. They're just not going to put the steak on the fork and feed it to you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it is a DIY. So it's cool, it's going to be good.
I love it. And so you mentioned it's like a restaurant, so I pay by project. I don't pay by like how many hours I'm going to be there or anything like that.
By the project.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, it's pay by the project. And we had a woman the other day who didn't quite complete hers, and so we just held on to it, and she came back a couple of days later and finished her project. So it's not by the hour at all.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And it's fun. It could be a fun thing to do with your girlfriends, like I mentioned, with your family. Go as an individual. It's a lot. It sounds like a really good time. And can somebody make a reservation and come in tonight? What are your hours?
Go ahead.
Our hours are Monday through Thursday. We're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday it's 11 to 9, and then on Sunday it's 12 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And they do have a bar there.
We do.
So you can get some wine, get a beer, chill out, relax, and make really cool projects.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
If I'm trying to book a larger party for the VIP room, how far in advance do I need to call?
Well, if it's we prefer a couple of weeks notice, but if it's available, we'll do our best to accommodate you as soon as the next day.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And do I have to have a certain amount of people to reserve that room?
No, you don't. There's we have party packages where, of course, the fee is included. You know, the fee for the VIP room use is included with the party package. However, you can also there's a fee to rent it by the hour or by the party, really. And then you pick your projects that you want to.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. I get so much joy out of like little projects and things like that, because you really do feel like so accomplished like after you do something like that, especially, I mean, for me and you, Billy, because we're not really like, I do not consider myself to be very crafty. Like when I was in a sorority and you like make crafts and whatever, mine were always so bad, like compared to everyone else's. And like, I wish that Pinspiration was around whenever I had to give these gifts to people, because yeah, mine were pretty low on the totem pole there.
We just got in some cool summer crafts. We got in a Connect 4 board that you can do for outside games, a tic-tac-toe board, checkerboard, you know, and it's all wood. So you just come in, you paint it, you paint the pieces. I think right now we're working on the Connect 4 into like a 4th of July type theme type look, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, just outside games for the summer. And like Laura mentioned earlier, we're Pinterest inspired. So like it's the crafts are always changing, you know, so make sure you check out our website before you come in.
Yeah, I love the name Pinspiration because of Pinterest, because people roam Pinterest. I mean, I know you both probably have too, for hours and hours just looking. I mean, it is, the possibilities are endless.
I don't roam Pinterest for hours and hours. It's like days and days and days.
I was about to say, you don't? Now I'm embarrassed. No, for sure. It's like, I have like so many different boards and like saved from like whenever it came out. And I don't even know, 2014. I have no idea. But you do. You look at the projects they have there and you try to recreate it. And you can spend a whole lot of money going to the craft store. So I love that. Now there's a location right here in Pensacola where you can go and you can do it yourself. And I'm super excited to come by and check it out. I've checked it out, but I'm excited to complete something. I think I need to like rally everybody in the office together. We
Heck
can
yeah.
all go.
Heck yeah.
Like a little de-stressor,
yes.
Like a Friday afternoon.
I'm
very fun.
I'm telling you. It's
a great like team building organization just to bond and do something together.
Oh, absolutely. Because I mean, you get to know people. You know, when you're crafting with them and talking and having fun, more so than you would in an office environment or, your business workplace.
Mm-hmm. So very fun. So you guys can do private parties. You can go in as an individual. You can do it with your family. Father's Day's coming up, so bring your kids, Mom, and create something for Dad. It can be a really great thing. We have about 30 seconds left on the program, so I want everybody to know, you know, who you are again, if you're just tuning in, where you're located, how they can make a reservation, your hours, all the good stuff.
Well, we're Pinspiration, located at 6601 North Davis Highway, Suite 5, in the Tradewind Shopping Center, where TJ Maxx and Joann's Arts and Crafts are located. Our phone number is 850-857-8418, and you can always find us at pinspiration.com/Pensacola.
I love it. Come see them, and I'm definitely going to be going by, hopefully, maybe this weekend or next weekend, and creating something, and I'll show it to everybody on our Facebook page. And if you missed any part of this segment, it's going to be available on our news radio website later today, and you can share it with everybody, all of your friends, and be like, we're coming here. We're going to Pinspiration. What's going on, Mark?
Another big jump in the number of COVID cases in Florida. The story after Fox.